and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Armando Trovajoli with the main theme to the 1966 comedy L'Arca Diavolo, which starred Vittorio Gassman and Mickey Rooney as two hellions sent to Earth to cause trouble. Buonasera. My name is Gary, otherwise known as GAC. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You can listen online or download the podcast via www.citr.ca. The phone number for the studio is 604-822-2487. Tonight's show looks at Vangelis and those influenced by his work, specifically for the soundtrack Blade Runner. As well, we'll feature some other songs, including the genre dives like Spooky Country, Vintage Punk, and Brazil. Our first stop is Manchester, from a band that'll be in next week's South by Southwest. From their self-titled 2006 debut, here's Working for a Nuclear-Free City with Troubled Sun. That was Lady Fuzz with Monster. Lady Fuzz were a trio from Londinium, as the old Romans used to call London, that released a few albums through Transgressive Records before calling it a day a little while ago. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and cable from the UBC campus radio station broadcasting to Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. Next up, some Brazilian sounds, starting with some baile funk, the dance music found in the shanty towns of Rio de Janeiro. From the compilation, The Brazilian Beat Mix, here is Miguel de Deus with Black Soul Brothers.
Oh, posso amare. Então não fija a mim e acrescente. Só vim aqui saber como eu fiquei. E aquele olhar do broto me confirmou. Viste azul.
The G9 Group with the song Vesti Azul. They were the house band for CBS Records in Brazil back in the 60s, which then became later the Ipanemas, or Ipanemas. You can find this song on the Brazil Now compilation re-released by Sonoma Records a few years back, although the original came out in 1966. Now, barely holding on to the theme that we're sort of setting off here with Brazil are Brazilian Girls, which are a quartet from New York that features only one girl, who was in fact born in Italy, and there's no one from Brazil there. They should have a new album later out this year, but here's one of their older singles. The original version came out on their Talk to La Bomb album in 2006, but here's the Mastercraft remix of Brazilian Girls' song, Hike. Philip Brazilia with Shellac. Shellac originally appears on Philip Brazilia's album called Dicks through 23 Records. They received this on a mix CD through a swap last year from a mysterious and anonymous sender. The show you're listening to is Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. You can listen either live, Monday evenings, 7:30 to 9 Pacific, or via podcast, which you can download through www.citr.ca. More information on tonight's playlist will appear later on tonight on my website, which is www.gak.ca. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Let's spin some early punk next. First up from Victoria, the controversial Diglo Abortions, with one of their anthems, Proud to be Canadian. Listener discretion is advised, as the singer has a potty mouth. Hang on, a little technical difficulty here. We'll just jump ahead to X-Ray Specs. Their album, Germ-Free Adolescence, came out about 30 years ago. The expanded version of the album came out in 2005, which included additional B-sides and some John Peel sessions. Here's their song, I'm a Poser.
Like a bomb.
The Leader is Burning, which was the A-side to a 7-inch released by Austin, Texas's The Pocket Fisherman. This was one of the records that John Peel, the late BBC DJ, kept in a small box, which was called the Peel Box. Basically, it was just a small subset of his record collection, which was ginormous at the time, taking over multiple houses. The idea was that in case there's anything happened to the house, like a fire or massive damage, he can always quickly run out and grab that box, at least preserving some part of his collection. So this basically, once the bands found out that after John Peel had died, that he had this box, basically only 100 records or so, people almost treated it as a little grail of greatness. So the Pocket Fishermen are basically held in high regard that way. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and here are some announcements.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you care.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Next up are a band from New Zealand. This is Die, Die, Die. This comes off the recent album, Promises, Promises. The song is called Britomart Sunset. And the Britomart is Auckland's primary transit hub, which was recently built to connecting the suburbs to the city of Sails. However, Die, Die, Die are from the South Island city of Dunedin, which is guarded by an army of albatrosses and penguins on the Otago Peninsula. Anyways, here's Britomart Sunset by Die, Die, Die. Here are the Diglo abortions, so listener discretion is advised. Legal abortions with Proud to be a Canadian. You're listening to Radio Free Gag on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's jump a few oceans now. To Västergötland, Sweden. From last year's album Teo Bitar, here is Dunjen, spelled D-U-N-G-E-N, with Gör det nu, which is Swedish for do it now.
Yeah.
the lovely Carolyn Mark with Destination You, one of the more sci-fi sounding songs on her recent album from Mint Records called Nothing Is Free. Carolyn comes from Victoria, and her live shows are always a great delight. It's infectiously fun. Keeping the honk and tonk going, although in a very spooky sort of way, let's jump to Toronto. Amy Milan is a member of Stars, but she's toiled a bit in several other bands in the past, and during that time she wrote her own songs. She saved those songs, and she's released her solo album a few years back called Honey from the Tombs through Arts and Crafts Records. Here's Amy Milan with Hard Hearted, Ode to Thoreau on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Always drifting away, so I stay. I guess it's your responsibility. I understand he was your fiancé. What a tragedy. Everybody wants to go to heaven, Miss Morgan, but nobody wants to die. Have you often wondered why? And why are your eyes so dry? It would help to cry. This is a popular dusty rose velvet, Miss Morgan. Or how about a satin brocade? Guaranteed not to fade. Or maybe you'd prefer another shade. Trimmed in gold or silver braid. Would you like a lemonade? There's no ice, I'm afraid. You can rest assured you have a heart, love, sympathy, la 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 la.
Bobby Gentry with Casket Vignette. Bobby Gentry is widely known for her southern gothic music and her classic song Ode to Billy Joe, as in Billy Joe McAllister, who jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Gentry was one of the first country singers who wrote and produced her own material. She was born in Chickasaw Country, Chickasaw County, Mississippi, then moved to Los Angeles. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here's a quick rundown of some upcoming concerts. Tomorrow, Music on Main presents Terry Riley's minimalist classic In C at the Heritage Hall. This Wednesday, Crystal Castles and Hell visit Richard on Richards, as well Atlas Sound, Ballet, and White Rainbow play Pat's Pub. This Saturday, the Ravenettes and Beer Own Pet swing by the Plaza. Also on Saturday, the Transmitters, the Spinoffs, Dateless, and the Beelines are at Pub 340. Steve Earle has an all-ages show at the Center on the 15th. Fake Shark, Real Zombie celebrate the domestic release of their debut album, Zebra Zebra, at the Chair Factory, March 22nd. Born Ruffians spend March 26th at the Media Club. Chromia's concert on April 3rd is at the Commodore, as is Black Mountain's concert on April 5th with Lady Hawk. Cat Power has an all-ages show at the Vogue on April 10. April 11 has Stars, Winter Sleep, Five Alarm Funk, and the Most Serene Republic play UBC's McInnes Field. Caribou plays two shows at the Biltmore on the 18th. The Midnight Juggernauts hit Richards on Richards on April 22nd, as do Cut Copy and Black Kids on the 29th. Queens of the Stone Age have an all-ages show at the PNE on the 30th, and that same night, Sons and Daughters visit Richards.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Meepo's very small.
Don't worry about dying. You were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
for psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today. Listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Another concert coming up is on March 19th, Beach House Play the Media Club. I have one ticket for that concert. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. I'm going to play... they covered a Jad Fair and Daniel Johnston song here on their recent album, which is called Devotion. This is Some Things Last. Beach House with Some Things Last. We do still have a ticket to give away to the Beach House concert. That is Wednesday, March 19th at the Media Club, so feel free to call the station here. Meanwhile, we'll go deeper into films now. First up, a brilliant, bizarre tribute to Bonnie and Clyde, the movie starring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway from the 60s. Serge Gainsbourg found some of the poetry that Bonnie Parker had written from her time as a criminal, partnered with Clyde Barrow, translated them into French, and used it to create this next song. Brigitte Bardot duets with Serge in Bonnie et Clyde.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi
lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois. C'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon, plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Alt, semingen, vet alle.
Björk with the film mix to Amphibian, which appeared on the soundtrack to the surreally heartbreaking movie Being John Malkovich, directed by Spike Jonze. Up now on Radio Free GAC, 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR is the station, two pieces from the movie Blade Runner, which was recently, in many ways, finally properly released as a final cut. Although that's happened, what, 3-4 times now, so who knows exactly. But at this point, it's labeled as final. So says Ridley Scott. The sci-fi film was based on Philip K. Dick's novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Originally, it was a bust when it came out in 1982, but time has shown that Ridley Scott's movie, which starred Harrison Ford, a pre-crazy Sean Young, and Rutger Hauer in his best role ever, was one of the most stylistic and thought-provoking movies ever. From Vangelis' soundtrack, we'll play first Tears and Rain on CITR Vancouver.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shore of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near 10 hours of gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Thank you.
The end titles to Blade Runner, and before that, Tears and Rain by Vangelis, part of the Blade Runner soundtrack. As part of the movie's re-release to DVD recently, along with a shortened theatrical run, a new 3-CD version of the soundtrack was released by Polydor that compiles most of the existing soundtracks together, plus newly remastered songs. That said, Vangelis still left off a lot of the original score, including the opening titles, with those big, thunderous, plonking sounds that you heard during the credits. Which means completists will continue to rely on their bootleg versions for, well, the complete score. The two tracks I played were from the 1994 Atlantic release, which is actually included as the entire first disc of the 3-disc set. This is CITR Vancouver. Next up on Radio Free Gak, two acts that have been inspired by Vangelis. The first act actually has done live remixes and covers of some of Vangelis' Blade Runner work. They're called Orbital, and Orbital were brothers Paul and Phil Hartnell, who helped define the nascent techno-rave scene in England. They disbanded in 2004, and last year a couple albums were released separately. Phil has teamed with producer Nick Smith to create the act Long Range, whilst Paul put out a solo record called The Ideal Condition. However, this is Orbital's, the last album they put out, called The Blue Album, and the song is Lost.
Thank you.
Vitalik with Trahison. That was off his OK Cowboy album. Vitalik is French composer Pascual Arbez, who was originally a trombonist who switched to synthesizers once he heard Daft Punk. Who else didn't? He released a live album last year to stave off the countless bootleg recordings of his live sets, though general consensus is that the quality wasn't as high as the legal versions. Soon it will be the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, which will lead you to midnight here in Pacific Time. But lastly, before that, let's close this week's episode of Radio Free Gak with Blonde Redhead, a trio formed through a chance encounter at a New York restaurant. They had their debut album produced by Sonic Youth's Steve Shelley. From last year's album 23, here's the dream pop of the title track. You've been listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. If you missed part of this week's show, you can grab the podcast shortly through www.citr.ca. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Catch you next week, where right now the only sort of songs lined up that I've been looking at are involve the player piano. But they're not all old songs. So anyways, adios.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is...